Yo, what up? It's your man Spike Lou. Another action-packed week of the On Deck TV podcast. So what we're going to do this week is give you our thoughts on why the mixtape is dead. Yep, this the mixtape is dead episode. I'm going to give you my thoughts on why I think it's dead. Animal Brown going to share his thoughts. But more on that later. What we are going to do is continue to try to give you free stuff and make my On Deck TV subscribers happy. So for Big's birthday that's coming up, we're going to give you a free Big vinyl. All you got to do is go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, like, let us know what you think. Leave a comment. Tell us we some slaw. Tell us we great. Tell us it's the best hip-hop podcast that you listen to. Hey, whatever you want to do, do it. But just leave a comment. Oh, I ain't got an iPhone, Spike Luke. Great. Go to YouTube. Leave a comment on the YouTube page at On Deck, YouTube/On Deck TV. Leave a comment there. Subscribe to the page. We like your comment. We're going to send you the vinyl. Vinyl is in now, is what we're doing. Throwback time at On Deck TV. We're going to let you know more about that later. But check it out. Leave a comment, rate, subscribe, like, support the real.
Yes, sir. And also, it's a network thing. We have other shows on this network. Now, while the website is being renovated, it's coming soon. Don't worry about it. You can still check out other shows on the network. Every Monday, you can get your sports fix over at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Shout out J-Hove. Shout out Coach Locke. Shout out How Weezy. Happy birthday, Hove, man. The big 4-5, bro. I see you.
Happy 40th birthday, bro.
Also, check out the Fresh for Dummies podcast. Speaking to J-Hove and I, we did the Big Baller Brand episode. Leave it to LeVar Ball to get us out of podcast retirement and back on these mics. Pause. We break down the Big Baller Brand's influence on the culture and whether or not it's going to work or not. All right? But for the time being, let's get to this rap shit, man. What it do, what the business is.
Hold on, Bow Wow, man. I'm finna get on the jet real quick, bro. Wait. Pull that ace up for me. Whoa.
Bow Wow,
you spilling
man
it on my
too.
Rolex, bro. All right, Bow, I'll hit you back, bro. It's too much going on. We started. We ready to
animal.
Here,
okay, man.
All right. Bow Wow challenge, baby. Let's go. Let me take my robe off, man.
Hell no.
Put this Cuban cigar on.
Keep your robe on. What the fuck?
That's how we're kicking it this week, man. We starting off right there. Yo, boy. Yo, so-called legend, the guy that you cape for, your man's, young, young Bow Weezy, that's your boy. That ain't your boy?
I don't cape for Chad Moss.
Man, you cape for Chad Moss. You've called him a legend before.
That's not very true.
That's
at all.
True.
I call Soulja Boy a legend, but I ain't calling Bow Wow.
You call Soulja Boy a legend. I know you call Bow Wow. Soulja Boy the same nigga that had the fake money in the chunks. You know that, right?
I do. He's still a legend in these streets.
He got to bite off his boy. So Bow Wow not a legend? Is it because he's a fraud?
If you're wondering why we're talking about Bow Wow this early in the show, because I would if I didn't know what was going on right now.
I just got off the phone with Bow Wow, man. I just told him I was getting on our jet.
Our jet.
Tough. The On Deck jet.
Man, Bow Wow took to Instagram and put a post up of a private jet, the outside of a jet, a Benz Sprinter van cocked to the left, and a Maybach cocked to the right, all perfectly lined up for a flawless Instagram pic. I'm going to be honest. The pic was dope. He said he was headed to New York for a promo run for his show Growing Up in Hip Hop. Okay, tough. Cool. What's funny is that another regular person put up a picture of Bow Wow riding in coach on a regular flight, not a private jet, and said, why is Bow Wow saying he's headed to New York on a private jet and he's on my flight right now? The internet went crazy. The Bow Wow challenge went up. My question to you is he now, has he taken Meek Mill's place as the king of all L's?
Meek Mill ain't never been in this man category. I'm not a Meek Mill fan. He got some good songs. I would never disrespect him and put him in the category of Chad Moss.
Chad or Shad?
Chad, whatever. Like his mama done signed him on Instagram. People telling me he sold out Madison Square Garden 5 times. That's fantastic.
Who sold out Madison Square Garden?
Him.
Who is him? Who?
Bow Wow.
Jay?
Bow Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Google it.
He didn't sell out Madison Square Garden. Was he like Mike? Was it for the Like Mike shoot?
Man, I have no idea what it was for. Okay. But when I went to Twitter and said that Bow Wow was trash or that he was a fraud, niggas responded and told me that he was a legend. So I'm letting you know what the streets is saying out here. Hey, DJ Money Green. At DJ Money Green, if y'all Twitter fam, if y'all care to go in on him. With that being said, Bow Wow lives with a false sense of reality, dude. I will say that him and Meek Mill have that in common. There's a false sense of reality that's going. Like the Vine where he was like out there with the kids in the field trip, and he was like, "Oh man, they ain't seen me yet.
Oh, they don't notice me." I remember that.
The fact that he even thinks that people give a flying fuck that he's walking down the street is amazing to me.
This is true.
It's amazing. But go ahead.
Now, Bow Wow, I will say this. Over the last maybe 4 or 5 years, he stacked up a nice number of L's. Like a Bow Wow size height of L's, dude.
Wasn't he beefing with Soulja Boy, too?
At one point in time, he was. Mm. That's another. Listen, Soulja Boy took some L's this year. Bow Wow has surpassed him, Meek Mill, everybody. Young Berg,
yeah.
Ja Rule. Like, ooh, in the history of rap, L's.
That's a list.
Bow Wow is numero uno.
So let me ask you this then. The people that you named it with, Bow Wow's never been a rapper. Can we agree?
Come on,
like,
man.
All he do is like recite other stuff that people wrote.
Don't cheat him like that.
Bow Wow, has he ever wrote a rhyme? Is Puff a rapper? Is Dr. Dre a rapper? Like, that's what Bow Wow is. Like, he was a kid who was able to read other people's rhymes.
Right.
Very well. Maybe his mom taught him to read at an early age to their advantage. They were able to catch up. They knew people.
Right.
Somebody, hey, this is going to be a good gimmick. Let's not act like Bow Wow got talent, dude. Let's not do that. Let's not act like that. He got on 106 in Park. It got canceled.
CSI got canceled.
Like, how do you get CSI canceled? Ice-T been holding that down for 15 years. You do it a year, two, it get canceled. Let's not act like Bow Wow got talent, dude. Let's not do that.
This nigga bad luck charm.
Tough.
What's the best thing he ever did?
Like Mike?
What's the best thing he ever did?
Thank you.
I've never seen Like Mike.
I ain't either.
The best thing he's done is Lottery Ticket.
Oh, that movie?
That's a 90s baby version of Friday.
That's your song, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. He got a couple of songs, though. Y'all sleeping on Bow Wow songs, though. I don't give a fuck who wrote it. Jermaine Dupri, the Brat.
Other than Thank You, that's the only Bow Wow song I can think of.
Man, get the fuck out of here. The song with T-Pain.
What's the name of it?
The song with Omarion.
What's the name of it?
Let Me Hold You with the Luther sample?
I do remember that.
Come on,
only
man.
Because it was a Luther sample.
Let me
If that didn't have a Luther sample, you wouldn't know it. If that was just Omarion saying, let me hold you, you wouldn't know that.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
If it was a fifth, Bow Wow would have been on that luxury jet.
Now, he did say this, though. He has came out and made a statement as of today.
Before you say what he said.
Oh, okay.
Do you even comment?
Like, yeah, you have to.
Nah, you let this, like this. No, okay, go ahead.
You have to comment.
Nah.
He came out and said, ha ha, you know, very funny. Somebody took an old picture of me on a flight. And just because they can't afford buddy passes on Spirit, they want to throw me under the bus.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm going to be all the way 1,000. The first time I saw that picture, I thought to myself, how do we know that this isn't old? That was the first thing I said.
Okay.
By the time I finished that sentence, it was too late, dude. Oh, it was everywhere.
Stock photo.
Bow Wow challenges. niggas did say that picture that he put up was a stock photo.
If you do a reverse search on it, it's a stock photo of a website of a luxury rental plane and car place.
Wait, what? Yeah, How do you do that, dude?
A reverse Google search?
The Google scientist? A reverse Google search on a picture?
You know it's 2017, right?
You're savage.
You did know that, right?
Did you build the algorithm for Google?
No, nigga. You know how to do that? You Google how to look up a picture. That's how you find out, dude. That's how I found out. It was very easy. It's 2017. With that being said, they reverse Google searched his picture, and boom.
Damn.
So, like my thing is, Bow Wow takes himself too serious. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. Don't act like you some rapper that got classic albums, that you did something that people cannot do. Anyone given the opportunity that Bow Wow had could do what Bow Wow did.
That's not true.
That's a fact.
That's not true.
That's a fact.
Because there'd be more than one if it was true.
Nah, he had the right connections.
Come on, they ain't been a
everybody don't got the connect. Like, how did he meet you? Like, how was he on stage with Snoop at 5 years old? How does that happen?
I don't know.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, that don't happen to every 5-year-old. But I'm saying if it had happened to another 5-year-old, they would have had the same career that Bow Wow had.
And they would be in the same position as okay. he is in now.
And that's what I'm saying. So he doesn't understand that. So he pretends as if we think that he's talented, and he's not. So if he understands that part of it, takes himself a little less serious, able to laugh at himself, go do some wilding out, go do some Saturday Night Live if they'll take you, go do some skits on the internet with Key and Peele, then people will be more accepting of Bow Wow. But Bow Wow, we're not going to accept you acting like you're important, acting like this little show that you got going on that we're waiting for. We're not going to accept that in hip-hop Bow Wow. We're not going to do that. And if you'd like to come talk to us at the On Deck TV podcast, we'd love to have you.
By the end of the year, which challenge are we going to remember? The Bow Wow challenge or the Soulja Boy challenge?
It's going to be another one. The Funk Flex challenge didn't get enough movement like it should have, though.
It wasn't funny. That's why that didn't get enough movement.
Mike Epps shook that.
No, the original Funk Flex video was funny. The challenges were whack.
You didn't see Mike Epps?
I did. And Mike Epps is funny? Hilarious.
You didn't think that was funny?
That was trash.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Mike Epps, though.
That Soulja Boy challenge is legendary.
It's classic.
That's legendary. I don't know if this is going to be able to take, like, it's some funny shit out there about it if you Google that hashtag, but it ain't enough funny shit. Like, everybody doing the Soulja Boy challenge.
This is very true.
So, it'll be another challenge later in the year that will surpass this, I believe.
I need it. Twitter been lit this year.
That's a fact.
All right, man, moving on. Yo Boy Wale, fresh off his new Shine album, was on Struggle, Everyday Struggle, man, with Joe Budden, DJ Academics. And he said that he doesn't get enough credit or respect that he deserves as his fellow peers, the Kendricks, the J. Coles, the Shawns, etc. He even went on to reference one of the songs that is on his album, the CC White. He did the verse a cappella so that you understood what he was saying.
Right.
And to his credit, I saw on Twitter a lot of people had to double back, and they was like, damn, when you broke it down a cappella, that shit was nice. I had to double back. That song is banging. I'm fucking with it. Shout out Wale. Now, my question is, number one, is it true that he doesn't get enough credit as his peers? And if so, why?
Credit is the operative word that I'm going to work against here. Because Wale is cold, and I don't want anybody to think that I think that Wale not cold. He can rap his ass off. With that being said, I think he get just the amount of credit that he deserves, because people don't understand Wale, and he does a bad job of helping people understand him. So the fact that one of the best songs on your album, you have to go and perform a cappella and explain it to niggas who do music, who report on music, who listen to music every day. Like, if you have to go explain it, then people double back and say, oh, now I get it. It's something wrong with that. Because I didn't hear Kendrick Lamar explaining Good Kid, Mad City. I didn't hear him explaining the Pimp a Butterfly. I don't even hear him explaining the newest theory about his album. But it makes sense once you do it. Like, you let the people figure that out. And if Wale gonna be too complicated and step on his own toes or whatever it may be, trying to be a good rapper, maybe he needs to dumb it down some. Like, I love the album with Seinfeld. That was cool.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
dope.
What I'm saying, I was fucking with that. But this album, I listened to it one time and I'm out of there. I'm never putting it on again. I'm not even listening to that song. He did rip it a cappella,
right?
But I don't even want to hear it now, because you had to explain it to me in that form, and that take a little bit away from it for me. It don't add to it.
I agree 1,000%. Let me preface this by saying Wale can rap. That's not breaking news. Let's be honest.
Tough.
You may not like his personality. You may not like how emotional he gets when he talks about shit and goes on rants. But he can rap his ass off. Now, here's the thing. He knows that he can rap his ass off. And in doing so, he tries to challenge himself by making these complicated ass songs and these complicated ass synonyms and riddles, and so complicated that he has to go on TV to rap them a cappella for people to get them. Now, there's a problem with that. Some people are listening that hard. There's a very small percentage of people that are actually listening that hard that got the CC White when they first heard the song. Nigga, them 89% of the rest of us, bro, we don't. You're going just a little bit over motherfuckers' heads, dude. Now, you ain't got to dumb it down like fucking snap trap music.
You ain't
got to
mumble
like rap. Ringtone
rap. You ain't got to mumble rap.
You ain't got to do that. but just make it a little more palatable so that way I don't need seven times to listen to the song and an acapella to get the point that you're trying
exactly.
to make.
Exactly. That's my thing. And even the approach when he had on Everyday Struggle, the opportunity is there for Wale to bring fans in. Like, he on Breakfast Club, he on Everyday Struggle that comes on every day. Like, he having dialogue with DJ Academics. But I still think that he comes off like incorrectly. And I don't know if that's a personality flaw. Like, I don't know what it is, but like, when he's on TV, the people that fuck with him, or when he does interviews, the people that fuck with him, they get it, and that's good. But the people that don't fuck with him, either they're more turned off or they just don't care.
Yeah.
And when you're doing an interview, you're supposed to be able to sway people your way to at least be like, oh, well, I at least get this to listen because this nigga did a good job in the interview. Like, he said some shit that I'm interested in. Or he had a reason behind this song, or the reason behind the album. And, like, I heard Wale explain all of that stuff, but I wasn't intrigued. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't nothing where I felt like, oh, let me go double back since he said all of these things. I was like, okay, that's cool. The conversation was good that he had with Academics, but I still know that I don't want to hear the album again.
Let me tell you the worst thing about Wale got bad luck. Mm. He either came in too early.
Is it bad luck?
No, he either came in too early or too late, because listen to here the class of people that he came in with. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, Sean. You came in at the game with studs, dude. Like, yeah. You got to be a bad motherfucker, songwriting, bars, the whole nine. All those dudes, that's an all-star lineup.
That's a fact.
You came in at the time where four or five other all-stars came in at the same time, dude. You can't get past Jordan to get the ring, dude. Like, that'll make you whack. And I get it on the inside. He thinks he's colder than all them niggas. Mm. And maybe on your best day, you might be better than a couple of them.
But
the fact still remains, whether it's the machines they got behind them or whether they're just better artists than you, he can't get past them, dude. He Clyde Drexler. He can't get past Jordan. And it's fucked up.
Why they need to do, like, movies or acting or something?
He need to keep doing music. He just needs
I'm saying in order to sell, in order to, like, be bigger and make a bigger splash with his personality, like, he need to display himself in another light. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't need to be rapper Wale. And I feel like when I see Wale on First Take, I like that.
Yeah.
Cause Wale knows sports.
He know his shit.
Yeah, exactly. Or when he talking about his shoes, I fuck with that.
He know his shoes.
You know what I'm saying? But when I gotta hear Wale the rapper try to sell an album, I really ain't into that. So I feel like if I seen Wale in a Fast and Furious 9, you know what I'm saying, if I seen him in some shit like that, a brief role,
right,
I feel like I would be more accepting of Wale, because his profile is, like you said, he came in with them dudes.
Yeah,
he got a bigger personality than Cole. He got a bigger personality than Sean, Kendrick.
Yep.
All of those dudes. He needs to capitalize off that. Like, he can be, I heard somebody say this, like, he can be like the LL Cool J of that generation.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, like,
what, crossing over to, like,
crossing
TV
over,
and movies?
Doing movies. Yes, he can, because he got that type of personality and, like, that. He got that about himself as far as a person, not as a rapper to me,
right,
but overall. I feel like if he switched over, well, not even switched over, but added to his profile, like, movies, and he had a little TV show and was doing little random stuff here and there, Wale would get way more. Like, way more people would tune into him, and his outreach would be much bigger. A minor league Childish Gambino.
Man, the
if he could minor league, nah, listen, man, I'm not talking. I know he can't do
the level
what Donald
disrespect.
Glover is doing, but if he tried that on a smaller scale, he'll kill it.
If he had like a DC show,
nah, I don't want to see that. I don't see that at all.
Now, look, listen, like a like a college joint,
yeah,
with him in college. That should be
kind
of dope.
There you go.
There,
the fly nigga in college with the kicks and
gotta
shit.
Gotta be kind of dope.
The nigga doing spoken word and shit like that on the show. Boom, there you is. That's
you blew,
Wale.
You blew with the spoken word.
I mean, that's what he do. You heard him do the song acapella. People, he did it acapella. People was like, oh, okay, I get. Oh, let me go back. Get him on the show, the fly nigga and shit. Then he got the little side. We do the spoken word. Kill it.
Maybe.
He gotta be the villain too, though. Like, fucking all the nigga bitches in college and shit. That'll be hard. Wale, hit me up. I got that script for you.
All right, man, moving on. We ain't talked about my boy Kanye in weeks.
Oh my God.
We're overdue.
That's why. Why are we talking about Kanye West?
Because he's in album mode right now. And he's ducked off in the big dog cabin 3,000 miles above sea level in Wyoming, working on a new project.
Is it pronounced Wyoming?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been and don't plan on going. But Ye is there cooking up work. Is this good or bad news for his fans?
And until Kanye West puts out another album, per the Donald Trump visit, I don't give a fuck what you're doing, what you have to say, until you put out more banging music, not clothes, not fashion shows, none of that. Until you put out music, then you talk to us. Then you let us know where you at, if you talk to your music, because I don't want to hear nothing Kanye got to say until he put out. I don't give a fuck where he's recording it at. It doesn't matter to me. As a matter of fact, like, these old niggas and dropping these leaks about, I'm recording the album in Wyoming. Why, nigga? No one cares that you flying people in. Like, what kind of inspiration is in Wyoming?
Hey.
What kind of inspiration? Like, let me tell you, when you go to Wyoming, when you're trying to get away and disappear.
That's what
I don't
want to
hear the Disappear album from Kanye. I want to hear the album from Kanye where you done been back to Chicago. Niggas done talk bad to you for going to meet with Trump. People done put you back in your place and got that shit out of your hair. They done got some regular clothes on you. Then I want to hear from Kanye West. That's when I want to hear from him. I want to hear from him. We in a ranch in Wyoming, 8,000 feet above sea level, with horses and wolves and calf running around, milking cows and fucking getting eggs from chickens, dude. I do not care. I don't care if you recorded Watch the Throne in Hawaii. None of that matters to me. Just come out with the album. These old niggas got a problem with, like, leaking this shit. Him and Jay-Z. I'm throwing Jay in here too. Oh, I might got an album coming because I ain't cut my hair. I don't care, nigga. Just put the song out, dude. Just put the song out. It doesn't matter where you're recording it. None of that stuff matters anymore. We want to hear the music.
All right, so the last time Ye got ducked off and did music, let me tell you what came of that. Mm, he got ducked off in Hawaii, and he dropped that My Beautiful Twisted Fantasy shortly thereafter. He got ducked off in Paris, France. And they dropped that Watch the Throne shortly thereafter.
Okay.
Nigga, this 3 for 3. I okay. won't ducked off Ye. There's probably no internet in Wyoming. There's probably no cable. So he has no distractions.
Look what you said, though.
He can't visit Trump. Trump can't visit him.
That's where Trump live.
There's probably no airport.
Trump probably got a ranch there. look what you
How
said.
How did he get there?
Hawaii, Paris,
absolutely.
Wyoming.
Hey.
This lets you know how far gone he is. How often do black people go to Wyoming? For no reason.
I have no clue.
Exactly. You want to know why you have no clue? Because you have no plan on going to Wyoming. Ever in life. If Kanye called us and told us to interview him in Wyoming, we would have to figure out how we were going to get there.
We're going to have to take a
flight. It ain't a
flight
going to Wyoming every day, dude. I promise. It can't be.
We're gonna have
Not
to,
from Atlanta.
We're going to have to take a flight to the neighboring state and then take like a stagecoach.
You got to take a horse in.
Like an Oregon Trail.
Game of Thrones shit going on. You got to take a whole horse in and shit. Oh, man. Like, it just don't make no sense to me, like, leaking this information. Like, to me, I don't even understand why this is news until Kanye West come out with at least a good song. Because, like, post the Trump interview, talk, whatever it was, and you ain't got no time to take questions or whatever it is. That's the last time we've seen him, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so until you do
something. For the most part.
Yeah, until you do something to deter that, to show us why you did that, then I don't care where you recording the album, bro.
Nah, this is good news for everyone except the features. Because when you're Pusha T and you get that call like, hey, bro, I'm in album mode. Fly out to me. Oh, word? Honolulu? Nah, bro.
Paris?
We in Paris again. Goddamn, we in Paris again. Nah.
Are you going to switch it up on us?
Nah. Shit.
Okay, we in Dubai?
We
in Dubai this time. Okay, I get you. I get where you going with this album.
Nah. We in Wyoming. It's like,
where?
How hot about
where
that?
Where is that at? That's overseas. That's one of the Middle Eastern joints. They got the oil over there too. Oh, they got the bad bitches in Wyoming. Okay. What country is that?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Pusha hot about that. Sci-Hi hot about that. And all the other writers that'll be in there cooking up. Chance hot about that.
Man, niggas trapped in Wyoming riding horses. Dude.
Nigga, phones ain't going to work.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even understand
IG's
why
ain't gonna work.
None of that. All of them niggas gonna disappear from social media for like a month because you can't post from there. It's crazy.
Shit. All right, man. Speaking of disappearing, the homie Logic just announced that his latest album, Everybody, is his second to last. His very next project will be his last. Now, Logic, of course, is an artist signed to Def Jam. This project is actually on par to do about 200,000 first week. Logic has a very, very steady fan base, as you can just see. I told you 200 in the first week, and you probably haven't heard a song from him. Now, Logic saying he is retiring. Do rappers ever really retire, though? That's the question.
Hell no. Nah. If you could do something forever, as far as just like using your voice, doing that thing, there's always going to be a point in time where you're going to do that thing. Now, maybe not consistently as far as depending on it as a check. But I'm not knocking Logic. I just don't think that he's achieved the level of success as to where he would be like, I'm done with this.
I just said 200,000 first cool. week.
But he like a solid rapper. And you saying 200,000 first week, that's what the majority of people not even knowing who dude is.
That's my point. While they just did 22,000, he kill a nigga for them 200.
Exactly.
Right,
so my point is for him to say, I'm going to retire after my next album, he got a lot of room to grow. And he got a lot of things to speak on from his perspective that haven't been spoken on.
He's already done that, the mix talk. What do you mean? Other than that.
But, I mean, how many mixed rappers? Like him, J. Cole, and Drake?
That's it.
Exactly. So, them niggas is in the, they in the platinum lane. Like, I ain't got to worry about that. I got this little middle lane. Like, I got this little cool little mid-range game going. I can worry about that. I don't do that for the next 10 years. I'm not retiring after my next album.
Now, this is what you do. Once you've mastered one thing, you switch it up and conquer something else. That's what Childish Gambino is doing. He's moving around. He's not staying in this lane too long. Logic has put out a lot of projects in a very short amount of period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have plenty of shit to go back to if you're a Logic fan like I am. I think he's pretty dope.
Yeah, cool.
I got put on him on his first album. Shout out to the Rap Chat, too. A couple of cats in the Rap Chat told me to go back and check his mixtapes, and I did, and they were fire.
Good looking
on that. But he said he's going to conquer. He's probably going to do some movies. You could tell he's interested in that type of shit
Now, you're talking about me putting Wale in Childish Gambino Lane. You just throwing Logic in here? How many movies have Logic been in?
No, he said he's going to do, I think it's going to be on more so behind the scenes shit. Because his albums all have skits to them, and it's like a movie theme to eat all three of them. So it's not too far fetched if you check out his shit. Of course, his new album, like I said, is Everybody. I'm fucking with it. It's pretty dope. Now, do rappers retire? They say they retire.
I'm saying dude 27 years old, he ain't retiring. But do rappers retire? Nah. Except for Andre 3000.
Just like actors don't retire. Think about that. When the last time an actor was like, all right, I'm done. And then you never saw him again. Nah, niggas acting till they were 100, dog.
That's a good
Morgan one. Freeman out here still acting. Samuel L. Jackson
Morgan
picking
Freeman
up that phone.
1,000 years old.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel it. You never, because you never lose that itch, man. Those people have passions for that shit.
And they're talented. Like,
and
they're
natural,
like
dog.
The
they live
good
that
ones,
shit.
Yeah, the good ones are going to do it forever because it ain't a thing where, like, your body's going to deteriorate and anything like that. If you're great at this thing, unless you, like, lose your voice or whatever it may be,
right,
then you should be able to do it for a long time, which is my knock against DMX.
What?
That's my knock against DMX.
His voice deteriorated. His soul deteriorated.
He deteriorated, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why
that's
his
my
reason.
Knock. That's why he's not a legend. Like, I can't call DMX right now if I want him to do a show and expect him to show up. Every other legend, I could expect that. And that I feel like, is why rappers never retire.
Actually, I don't know though. LL is retired. Like an old motherfucker like that. He done. He's not putting out another song.
He'll tell you the whole forced him out though. Right?
No, that's hating if he say that.
But you don't matter what it's called, he'll still say that. Like LL Cool J will tell you he could put out a fire album today.
Yeah, he believes that. He's got that same delusion that Wale has.
How many people believe that?
LL could put a fire album out tomorrow?
How many people buying that LL? How about like what would first week numbers look like on an LL album? Ice-T retired.
What did Troy Ave do? What was his numbers?
Don't do him like that. He ain't sell 1,000. Did he sell 1,000?
That's them LL numbers.
Nah.
I swear to you.
Like them CSI. Feel like old white. It's more old white women in the world going to buy LL.
Will Smith numbers. Like new number. He can't do no new numbers right now.
Will Smith can't do numbers?
Not
right now?
Not musically.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
You checking for that Big Willie style too?
I'm not. But I'm telling you, if Will Smith go get a Mike Will beat. If he
oh
get
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, that's what it's going to be. T.I. gonna write the song.
Oh my God.
Bow Wow gonna be featured. Man, right? Like, you know how much money Will Smith has?
Will Smith on a mic will be.
Bro.
Lord have mercy.
Man, Will Smith will come out an album next week.
And that shit will go double wood.
Platinum.
Fuck out of
here. A million sold. Millions sold, dude. Nah, bro. Do you know how much money he got? Like, who turning down a Will Smith feature? Right now, tell me.
That don't mean he's selling platinum, though.
Bro, if the nigga got everybody on his album, if the new Will Smith and it got featuring every big name artist and producer, you telling me you're not checking that out?
Are we talking about Will Smith or DJ Khaled?
I'm talking about Will Smith, because he can do that, though. He got the money to do that. If he wanted to shuck it all the way out, because that's what he'll do. I just want to go rap. I'm going to waste $15 million to put a rap album out. I'm going to pay all these niggas for features just because I want to put out a rap album. Will Smith could do that, and it would go platinum.
He need to let me hold that and say Will that,
Smith,
bread.
Have you seen Will Smith's house?
No, I haven't.
Bro, come on.
He don't want it if he's trying to do an album for $15 million.
Listen, Will Smith could do an album this week, put it out next week.
No.
Drake gonna be on every song.
Oh my god, nobody wanna hear that
Kendrick
shit
feature.
He's retired, thank god. Now, one more quick hit before we get to this music, man. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whatever you wanna call him, he's headed to court, dog. His former this is fucking hilarious. Alright, his former, what is it, like a maid? Or no, his chef.
I don't do her like that, man.
My bad, maid. Chef. It's a chef.
Jesus Christ.
She is suing him for sexual harassment, retaliation, defamation, and failure to pay overtime. Now, the victim is citing two incidents. For the overtime, she's saying she used to work around the clock, 9 a.m. to midnight, and would not get compensated for overtime. And then she also said in one incident, Puff wanted her to serve him food directly following sexual activities.
Okay.
And on another instance, one of Puff's friends asked her to, quote unquote, look at and admire his genitals.
Look at these nuts, hoe.
who's fouling here, man? Did she just see this Forbes interview and saw that Puff was on that cash cow list? Or is Puff dead wrong, man, for doing? He going too far. Is he going too far?
They tried to get her for stealing. That's what they tried to do.
That's what they fired her for.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So she, I believe, this is my thoughts of Spike Lou. I believe she did steal something.
Damn.
But I also believe that what she's saying is definitely true. I actually believe that there's more to it. Like, there are probably more horrible stories this woman had to go through. I'm a 1,000%. Like, have you seen Making the Band? Absolutely. He made them walk to Brooklyn for cheesecake.
Yeah, he ain't going.
Like, dude.
That was 10 years ago, too.
Yeah, this light work. Have a billion in. I mean, I can imagine Puff at the crib walking around with the roll bone, smashing bitches, calling the chef up like, hey. Like, just right after, though. Like, right after.
During. Bring it up.
Yeah, bring it while I'm almost done. Yeah, stand right there. I'm almost done. Oh, okay, give me the pancakes.
Listen, Puff, I feel him, though. If I'm Puff, and I'm worth $900 million,
I got the big dog mansion. I can afford this.
And I got the personal chef. I'm probably going to walk around in my robe, ass naked, with my Big Baller Brand slides on.
Tough.
I'm gonna walk around and I'm gonna be, but this is gonna be in the contract before you even sign up for this. Like, I'm on some other shit.
Ain't no contract.
Nah, you gotta sign for this because I don't wanna go through this shit after the fact.
If I'm Puff, I like this. Fuck it. Give me the publicity. Yes, I'm that nigga. If I'm Puff, I'm that nigga. Yes, I did do it. Fuck it. You ain't even have to file no lawsuit. You could have just did a press release and I would have paid you. Fuck it.
She said, you know what I'm saying? Did he like her body? I mean, he asked her, did she like his body?
Yeah. You cook here. I need to know this. I'm walking around naked. Do you like what you see? Shit. Do I need to tighten up? Whatever. Like, you here all day, every day, cooking in my kitchen. You can be whooping up the pancakes. I'm walking around naked. Hey, that's what it is. Like,
can you imagine the stories that she,
oh my God, that's probably like,
heard, dude, or seen?
That's probably funny as fuck.
She should have wrote the book. She should have done.
That's the long play. Fuck the suing shit.
Yeah, fuck the lawsuit.
Go on and write that book. She should have walked in. Like, she should have made up so much shit. Like, no one could have been able to discredit her, dude. Like, if she had just been like, okay, yeah, you can fire me. It's cool. I'm all right. Went on, got with somebody, got the book done. She would have got way more than she going to get in this lawsuit.
This is the one
Puff
thing.
Puff would have paid so much to get that shit done, took out of her.
This the one thing I saw that was weird. If you peep what she said. She said one time she saw him and he wanted to have food directly following sexual activities. And then the second example, one of Diddy's friends asked her to look at his genitals. Oh, man, is Diddy's friend a him, or is that a woman saying, look at Diddy's genitals? What is she implying, dude? I'm just saying, did nobody caught that but me? That was just me?
Like I said, if she had wrote the book.
The tell-all?
Exactly. She would have got more money. That's all I have to say about that. Woo. I'm sure she's seen some shit. And Puff don't want that shit in the light. That's like the stuff that she's able to say, that's funny. Like,
absolutely.
You're Puff getting dapped for that. Niggas calling him, laughing on the phone with him about this shit. It's going to be a cool 100,000. She good.
I apologize in advance when I'm a billionaire to my future self. Mm. You may see some things.
And you're disgusting, too.
And I'm fine, too. So she not going to sue. She going to be happy.
Jesus Christ.
Let's get to this music break, dog. Sai Ari the Kid.
Don't act like you don't know his name.
I almost said the Prince, man. Because I almost got it confused with Sai.
Sai
Ari the Kid, man. Artist down here in the A had a lot of buzz, man, a couple years ago. Mm. Kind of got low and now has resurfaced back signed with Cash Money. Brand new Cash Money deal.
Whoa.
He has a new track. It's called Wire Transfer from Birdman. I said, oh, shit. We got to hear what this sound like, man. Let's see what that wire transfer from Birdman hitting on.
Road life, I'd rather be with my family. Ask Manny, I fell asleep at the Grammys. Maybe because I wasn't nominated. Yeah, then I left early an hour later. It's hard to dominate when you ain't obligated. Northside, Ronald Reagan, plus Obama, baby. Nickel. I ain't gotta pretend I can't be them with them problems. I got a problem with them. And I'm a guy with a pen. I did that shit without a pen. While you was watching Get Out, I figured out how to get in. They see me with Birdman, like, why you signing with him? I mean, there ain't too many niggas solid as him. I mean, Bird and Slim done gave me everything I asked for. What's to be mad for? Maybe I should brag more.
Get it, youngin'. Yeah. All of it.
More stamps on my passport. Yeah, yeah. You broke, nigga, you passport. Cash Money plug still with a love's real. Six figures for all my producers' pub deals. I can't say can all producers get paid. Cause all my producers got paid. Facts, but we are not they. Swim against them sharks, nigga, we don't ride waves.
Hey,
different loyal, nigga, same business. You ask me, I tell you. That's him and Wayne business.
Yeah,
stop gossiping, get a check first.
Yeah,
stop Googling niggas' net worth. We all rich, ain't gotta be on the Forbes list. Who's to say we pay everyone we do songs with? Even I'm guilty as he. Ask Bob and Will how many different beats they done sent to me. How many that I paid for, how many that I did for free. Who keep it real is me. Cause the bond that we got here is more than dollars. We never had them problems. They know if they ask me for anything, they know I got them. They know being loyal to each other's the only option. They know when that money on the table, we gon' divide it.
Yo, yo,
ask about me, take that money, ain't you rapping about it? Epic still owe me for some shit we did on Travis' album.
Your turn, nephew.
Shout to Travis Scott. That nigga gave me
y'all. Man, that was Sai Ari the Kid with that wire transfer from Birdman. I know Wayne like, damn, where my transfer at?
I know Wayne like, you better take that money and be careful because them few and far between.
It's going to be your first and last. Man, nah, I don't know. Ain't no telling. But I like that song, though.
He was ripping it.
He was ripping that. Like, Sai Ari a cool little artist, man. I know we ran into him at Revolt last year.
And he was a cool dude, yeah.
Was that last year? Yeah.
He was a cool dude. He gave us his information, told us to reach out for the interview. So I want all of it to put into context before I say what I'm about to say.
Go for it.
He got sent out.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I don't know why did Birdman chose him. Like if you Sai Ari, there's nothing that you need to say about what Ross and Birdman got going on. Nothing. And I understand that that's the hot topic. I get that that's what like people want to hear. He's a good rapper. He's a good artist. He can sing.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Because the possibility now is there for Ross, Gunplay, Meek, Watt, to crush you before you even get off the ground. True. Don't do that. Like, that's not smart. Like stay out of it. Don't tell me about Epic ain't paid you for Travis Scott records, trying to compare that to what Ross saying. Like, Ross speaking from a whole nother perspective and a different level. It's not just Baby and Birdman business, dog. It's not just they business. It's a lot of people business, because a lot of people losing and making money off it.
True.
So I just feel like that he got used in this situation. The song is dope, the lyrics fire, but I just think he needs to be careful, because Birdman got a track record of what he done did.
Absolutely.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta pay attention to the facts.
I agree. Yeah. I thought the song was dope too. I was a little surprised that he was able to sign somebody of that caliber. Thought that was interesting.
That says a lot.
I agree, but I don't manage him. But hey, do your thing. I want to see him win, honestly. I like Dope.
I hope it work out for him.
All right, man, we're talking mixtapes out here in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we posed a question just the other day off air. Are mixtapes dead? Like, is the mixtape dead? Is that wave over with? Are the days of people getting their buzz off of that over with, cooked? Now, just to
kind of... before you answer that to yourself, think about the nigga that's coming up to you in 2017 and saying, hey, bro, check out my mixtape. And he hands you an actual CD.
Yeah.
Think about that person that you see. Then you answer the question, are mixtapes dead?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's what we're going to talk about, man. So I guess to understand, what are your earliest memories of mixtapes?
Okay, so let's build this sandwich that we would build with. Like, originally, what I first remember of mixtape was the most popular artist that I knew at the time that was doing it, which was Wayne. It was before the 50, like, this is before G-Unit 50. Like, it was 50 and the How to Rob joined, and I knew he was doing this thing, like, in New York. But it didn't have the impact down south, especially where we were at in Nashville, to me, as, like, the Wayne and the Jackin' Beats, taking somebody else's beat, hopping on it, murdering it like Wayne did for like 4 Squad albums.
Right.
Those Squad albums, I feel like, were like the early stages of mixtape introduction for Southern people, in my opinion. Because what that did, it made it easier for artists to start doing mixtapes, because you didn't have to find beats anymore.
Yo.
Now you could just take a beat offline. Like, niggas used to go buy instrumental CDs.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's 40 instrumental CDs. You give it to the engineer, boom, put this in, piece me in, boom, we can make a rap CD.
Yeah.
Like, that made it, that to me, that was the beginning stages of, like, mixtapes.
And for the same thing, like you just said, Wayne was cooking down south with the squads, 50 Cent was cooking up top with his series with K Slay and them. He would do the same thing. He would jump on beats that were popular, switch up the hook a little bit, and make his own, put his own flavor on them and turn them into his own songs. And he was cooking up top with that shit. Now then, mixtapes kind of evolved into more, not so much jack beats, but now niggas was making original songs, because they saw that I can hop on Mike Jones' song, turn it into mine, it get played in the club on the radio like an original song. So why don't I start making original songs?
Shout out, Wayne.
Especially since I may make an original song that the label don't agree with, but I think it's popping. I'm going to put this out on my mixtape and see what it do. Now my original song off my mixtape single done took off. Now the label, I done forced the label's hand. Now they ain't got no choice but to give me that budget. Give me the bag for the budget. Shoot the big dog video. Drop my album now. Because I got a hot mixtape, right, led by a hot-ass original single. So I think the game changed. To be honest, it was probably around Dipset, early Dipset mixtape time. That's when niggas started doing original songs, because all of them squads was jack beats. With the sprinkle of original songs here and there, like every once in a while.
What's your preference, man? I ask. Like, did you like the Jack songs, or did you prefer the original songs, like a little mini album? What was your favorite kind of mixtape?
The Jack songs were good, but only a certain amount of artists can pull that off. You have to have a unique style and sound to pull that shit off.
It's hard for the Jack songs, because the tendency for the rapper is to revert back to the flow that the original song was.
Absolutely.
And the thought process is, I heard what he had on the bars, the flow was cool, but I could do better.
Right.
It's very rare that you had a rapper go into those type of songs and like flip it up completely and make it something different. So I would say I liked it when I liked a mixture of both. Like if they threw the hot beat on Like if it was like Jeezy, for instance, Trapper Die, when he threw the what he threw on the whatever Jack beat that he had on it, like midway through, I can't think of what it is.
Y'all on Trapper Die,
yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I can't think of the song either, but
the Jim, it was a Jim Jones beat. I can't think of Ball? Off it. Off of On My Way to Church.
Really
tough. It was that beat. That was the first Jack beat on that CD that I remember. Then he was on that Ether too on there.
Okay.
But
Jeezy on Ether? That's tough. Interesting.
He ripped it too. With that being said, I like the mixture of both because I feel like the dope rapper at the time, the nigga that got hot songs out hopping on the hot beat, that's interesting to me. I like hearing how they flip it or how they would approach the song. So I think that's very dope. I do think the mixtape started to die out, though, when you started having everyone feel like that they could do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone was like, okay, well, all he did was go to his local producer, go to some producer that we've never heard of, get a cooler beat. It ain't necessarily got to be album worthy. Find somebody to mix it down, and I'm good.
Yep.
That kind of, because it was a certain point, and Daquan, too. Darquan, what is it? What's the meme? Darquan, the mixtape.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
killed it. Like it was over then.
Yeah.
But I think that those were some of the attributing factors as far as it being like a rap for mixtapes.
I think.
And there's one ultimate one, but I'll let you go ahead.
I think DJ Drama has to take a lot of the credit for having mixtapes popping on a nationwide level.
And for killing them too.
Maybe he may have done a little bit too much. But on a nationwide level, that's not to say Clue wasn't eating. That's not to say K Slay Street Sweepers wasn't eating. Mm-hmm. But nationwide?
Yeah.
Everybody was listening to Gangsta Grills. Yeah. Every fucking body. I don't give a fuck where you at.
You're absolutely right.
And he even had the big dogs. He even had some niggas that don't even do mix. They got a Pharrell had a mixtape, dude. Mm-hmm.
People from LA weren't going to K Slay for mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? They would
right.
go to Drama, though.
Right,
like
right,
Drama
right.
still today. If Drama came out with a Gangsta Grills tomorrow,
it'll make some noise.
Tough. If Drama and Wayne hook back up,
Dedication 5 or Four, whatever it is,
that him and Jeezy could do something. Him like Drama, like still is. He got that nostalgia of that mixtape lane. Like if it were to come back, he could do it. But it would take the right artist too.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. Because everybody can't jump on other people. Like it just doesn't work. I remember Ross tried it. And Ross, my guy.
Don't do Ross like that.
That mixtape where he jumped on all them Jack Beats was some look cool. It was just some look cool.
I remember that.
No replay value. Only on about two or three of them.
On the latest one or the early one?
Yeah, it was one not too long ago.
He ripped that in the club.
Yeah, but it was only like two or three songs that you could listen to over again.
That's true. That's true.
Dedication, Wayne? That's a classic.
Squad 4?
Squad 4, Wayne? That's a classic. Yes. You can listen to that tomorrow.
So how do you feel about the Soul Tape series? Those. I feel like Fabulous did a... Because that's what you ultimately want to hear from Fabulous. And the reason that they're mixtapes is because of the samples. Like, you're not getting all of those cleared.
Right.
And that's why I think Fabulous albums are nowhere near. Like, he ain't had one album better than any one of those Soul Tapes.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
And period in life, hot take of the week. Stop. Fab ain't had one album better than any of the Soul Tapes.
That's just not true.
That's true. That's what album?
True. That's not true. The last one. The last real album was super.
All them Soul Tapes better than that.
Now, I will say this, though. A rapper like Fab can win off the mixtapes because, like you said, you can't clear them samples. And plus, it ain't no single on them. Like, the labels need a single.
That's,
what's the song on the radio,
that's
bro?
That's 1,000% true.
They need the baby. They need a song for the ladies to keep the cash registers ringing, dude. And when you do a Soul Tape, you don't have to do that. You can play around with the themes. You can do the 90s theme. Yeah. You can do the R&B sample theme. You can, and that's why a lot of people say, man, dude, mixtape banging, but this album garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got that a lot because they had more freedom. And the Soul Tape series is crazy. If I want to talk about another slept on mixtape that I feel like is classic.
Uh-huh.
I think Big Crit was here. I think that's a classic mixtape.
That's in the same vein of what you were saying with Fab with the samples, though. Because
I agree.
Right. He was one where...
The freedom.
Exactly. You get the freedom, and he makes his beats. So he knows this music, and he listens to that stuff, so he can put the samples in and not have to worry about getting them cleared, not have to pay every penny that you make off the song to the person who created the original. because it ain't generating nothing but show money for you, and they can't really determine it.
Right.
So that's what we mean when we say the samples and stuff not being able to clear, not being able to do it on their albums. I think Crit was able to make a big name for himself in that lane, and he jumped over to that other lane too quickly because that bag.
Yeah, bag was crazy.
That bag looked too big.
That bag was crazy.
But he would be considered a better rapper, a better artist, had he stayed in that independent lane. And now it's the popular thing to do. He would have made a lot more. Well, I don't know if now he can make a lot of money doing it because he already done went through the cycle.
Right.
But had he stayed there originally, I think he could have made a lot of noise. But I got a question I want to ask you in talking about the series.
For sure.
And the themes. So if there were a rapper to do a theme, and we'll get back to the topic in 1 second, but I think it's got a lot to do with mixtapes, so we're talking about it. If someone had jacked that No Limit theme and do all No Limit beats, what rapper would you want to hear on that?
A tape with all No Limit beats.
Tough. One rapper paying homage to No Limit, paying, like off our last episode, who you want to hear?
Ooh. I think Prime Wayne would have ate those Ooh, alive. Yeah. Prime Wayne.
Like the Squad Wayne after that.
Dedication Wayne.
Okay.
Dedication okay. Wayne.
That's a monster. That's a zombie. We wouldn't even like.
He would have that dominated that tape.
That Wayne would have dominated it.
If he would have done a No Limit tape, 13 No Limit beats, he would have fucking bodied it. Yeah. New Wayne, no.
Okay.
But I think Primetime Wayne, I know that's cheat code because Primetime Wayne was a savage. But Mixtape Wheezy, though, on that, I think he would have killed it.
I got two odd ones.
That mean two slaw ones. That's one, what that means.
One, my nigga, 2 Chainz. My nigga Chainz would murder No Limit Soldiers. All like my Chainz. I always feel like somebody watching me. Like Chainz, I want to hear 2 Chainz on that. The other one, just because I feel like this nigga hell of a rapper and got plenty of different styles, Big Sean. I would love to hear Big Sean on some Beats by the Pound shit.
That'll be hard.
That shit'll be fire.
Yeah, that'll be hard.
So those are my two. But
I can respect that. Now, the title of this episode is if the mixtape is dead or not. That's the question we're proposing.
Yeah.
And if it's dead, I firmly believe there's one rapper responsible.
Who?
His name is Gucci Mane.
Oh, my fucking
Roderick
God.
Davis.
That's hating.
If it's dead, he's responsible. Simple phrase, quantity over quality, that'll do it. That's when people think that anybody can do it. If he can do it, I can do it. That's when you get that mentality.
Relax.
That's a fact. Am I lying?
Yes.
What?
You're lying.
Nah, bro. Everybody thought they could do it at one time. Gucci That's got, not saying everybody with a mixtape can't rap.
First of all, Gucci got 80 projects.
That's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
80.
Bro, how many of those were good songs, dude? How many of those mixtapes were good bodies of
there
work,
There was
honestly?
One good song on each of the 80 tapes.
That's a problem.
Hey, that's how you eat. Like
no,
Gucci Mane
you can eat other ways.
No, not, like, he eating other ways now. But in order to be the Gucci Mane that he is now, he had to get all of that out of his system. All of them 80s like projects, he had to do them, get them out of his system. Now I do feel like you have a slight point in what you say because the mass quantity of mixtapes, like niggas doing the 7 mixtapes in 7 days.
Ah, you know.
Or the niggas doing putting out 10 mixtapes in a day.
Gorilla Zoe put out one mixtape every day in the month of February
like,
one time.
Like that right there, that's retarded.
That's the Gucci Mane effect.
No,
it is.
When Gucci was doing it, though, there was a supply and demand thing with it. Like, people wanted to hear them tapes. Like, when Gucci used to get locked up and there wasn't no Gucci Mane tapes on the streets, like mixtapes, and when that shit was popping, like, when all you rolled around with was that single sleeve CD with the one CD on there with the bullshit ass print disc thing on there right on the front, when you rolled around with 15 of them, when Gucci wasn't on the streets, that market hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause Gucci used to have always something new, and you knew it was gonna be at least 2-3 songs on there that you was gonna bang. Now, I won't say that he killed it. What I necessarily think killed it is when mixtapes started to become as big as they did. I would say Yo Boy killed it.
Who?
Drake. When So Far Gone is getting nominated for Grammys, and now people are looking at mixtapes with the expectation of, if you're such a great artist, why doesn't your mixtape sound like a banging album?
Right.
That's what killed it.
That
to
set
me.
The bar high.
Cushion OJ, like those are like classic mixtapes where people started to feel like, I can't just jack beats. I gotta bring everything to the dough in order for somebody to consider my mixtape even serious.
That's not killing it. That's stepping niggas' game up.
Okay.
If anything.
Cool.
That's not killing it. That's helping out the gangs, breathing life into this shit. Because that, man, when Gucci was dropping them tapes, dog, I'm telling you, everybody and their mama thought they could do that shit. Mm. That blew it. I'm going to be all the way honest.
I don't think that was breathing life into it, though. I would look at it from the perspective of, like, niggas is arrogant. Like, we was talking about LaVar Ball earlier.
Right.
You're not going to tell LaVar Ball that his shoes are not better than Kobe's or, right, or LeBron's. So when niggas were calling their shit mixtape, they, even though Drake is coming out with So Far Gone and getting nominated for Grammys, even though Rick Ross coming out with BMF on a mixtape originally, like, right, even though, like, those songs and some of the bigger songs in hip hop over the last couple of years come out from mixtapes, it's still guys that have come out and be like, yeah, check out my mixtape.
Yeah.
So to me, that diluted the pool.
Now, I do like the whole, okay, my album is on the way, I drop a mixtape about a month in advance, and then my album come out a month later. I do like that.
You like,
though,
that? Because Ross today
was notorious for that. Yes. Mm, I like that,
but
to
I don't
this
think
day.
You need that today. See, to me, I feel like the mixtape is dead today. That's because you don't need that.
It's not dead,
all
though.
You need is a song. All you need is a ooh. All you need is a hot nigga. All you need is that first day out.
Right.
And then people gonna wait on your project. They ain't waiting on your mixtape. Because now if I can't, look, if you come up to me at a gas station and I can't pull up your stuff on iTunes, I'm not gonna listen to it. I don't even know what a player CD no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you can come up to me and be like, hey bro, go to iTunes and check out my song, that way I ain't gotta be invested to go listen to no whole project.
Right.
I ain't gotta do none of that. You got one song that you pumping, is dope, you worked on that, now you got it on iTunes, you selling it for $1.29, whatever it may be. I would pay you $1.29 before I listen to your mixtape.
There's two reasons why mixtapes are dead.
Okay.
Number one, mixtapes are still used to reinvent careers. Future has done it. On his unprecedented mixtape run, Beast Mode, 56 Nights, all of that right there. All that right. Little Wave, Monster, he bounced back. That reinvented Juicy J. Juicy J was dead. Like, 3-6 was dead, bro. Shout out to Memphis. Shout out to they were dead.
That's dead.
Juicy J jumped on a couple of mixtapes. Got the Young Boys on the beats, Lex Luger and all them, and he was back. What's your name? 2 Chainz, Titty Boy. Mm-hmm. He reinvented himself. He came back as 2 Chainz with the mixtapes, and when nigga was like, well, who is this?
Check out the promo runs, though.
Who is this?
Check out those promo runs, and when people are talking about those, all of the bodies of work that you're talking about, they don't say mixtape. They say projects. My new joint.
Man, like, same difference.
It, to us, yeah, because we from, like, we know what they talking about, but it's not cool to say mixtape no more. Because, like I said, the Darquan memes or whatever it may be, like, every Joe Blow come and say, oh, I got a mixtape coming out. So
it's trendy.
Even with Drake, when he dropped More Life, it wasn't an album. It's a playlist.
Right.
Now, my nigga, this is a mixtape.
If you're reading this, it's too late. Wasn't a mixtape. They put a barcode.
Oh, exactly. So it just ain't a mixtape. Yeah, you know I'm saying? It ain't an album, but it ain't a mixtape. No, it's a mixtape.
So the word mixtape has been cheap.
Exactly.
It's been raised
through
the
mud
by too many niggas that can't rap.
Exactly. It's too many niggas at the gas station saying, listen to my mixtape. That's what took it away to me.
Now, it has put a lot of, if you look at some of the younger generation, they all got on off their mixtapes, putting them on SoundCloud, Yachty.
Chance,
21 Savage, ASAP Rocky,
facts,
Action Bronson. Like, well,
none of them people call this stuff mixtapes, though. They call them projects.
That's not true.
They don't, though.
That's not true.
Who? Tell
them
me.
Early tapes.
Okay, when
bro.
People talk about Chance Coloring Book, do they say Chance's mixtape? No, they say Chance's album.
But they talk about that acid rap when they say Chance's mixtape, though. And that was before the Coloring Book.
Okay, that's
Action Bronson, the Blue Chips, those are mixtapes, buddy.
Okay.
Now it's gotten thinner.
Those aren't
in the last 2 or 3 years.
Hey, that's what I was. That was my next thing. I was just about to say, when's the last time one of them did that?
It's you know what I'm saying?
I think the biggest artist to come out with a mixtape as of recent was who? Was it? Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti came out there with Cocaine Music 7.
Yeah, 6, 7, 10, one of them. That's true. And I mean, technically,
like, Dolph keep dropping projects. Are those mixtapes?
Nah, because they be on Apple Music and shit.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, with that Cocaine Music on Apple Music, too.
Exactly.
Now, the Chance shit was on music for Apple Music for a week, and then it was everywhere. It was on that Piff and all that.
It's on Apple Music still, too.
Ah, well, I guess that's what's killing the mixtapes, then.
Tough. Like, if you can't put your mixtape on a streaming service, then what's the point of even having it, right?
That's a good point.
Like,
just call it your album. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no need to call anything a mixtape nowadays. Like, because if I'm going to go through the process of getting my shit printed, going to do a photo shoot for the album cover, finding somebody to do the graphic writing, finding somebody to do all the beats. If I'm going to go through every last one of those steps, then I may as well figure out how to put it on Apple and sell it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe somebody will like my song. Maybe I have a hot nigga like Bobby Shmurda. Maybe I have a song like your girl.
Young and May.
Exactly. Maybe I had a whatever it may be. But there's no money nowadays in jacking a beat unless you already an established artist. What do you think about your boy Dave East doing that now?
I got put on to Dave East by his mixtape Black Rose about 3 or 4 years ago.
I'm telling you what, if he continues doing the free smoke and the mixtapes.
But he does that though. He does the East mixes.
It's over. Stop. He needs to stop. It's cheapening him.
No, but listen, that's how he built his heat up last year before he dropped that Kyrie Chanel mixtape. That's what he does. That means a project is on the way. So I say within the next 2 months, we'll get a project from him.
He has to stop that.
That's how he builds up his buzz, though.
Oh, man. Like, how many times you listening to Dave East on Free Smoke?
Once.
Exactly.
That's a fact, though.
That cheapens it, though. Like, I would rather him just drop the project, and I think that's a part of why the mixtape is dead. I know Dave East can rap, dude. I know that. So if you're going to put a project out and it's not going to be an album, then go ahead and put that project of you jacking the Free Smoke on that album. I don't need that build up from Dave East. I would rather have an original song.
I'd rather have them bars put on an original song. Say them bars.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the bars aren't infinite, dude. Yeah, they're not. Unless bars. You hold, dude. Bars ain't infinite. Ask niggas Wayne. Run out of shit to rap about. That's one. Exactly. See Lil Wayne.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me a... Now, we mentioned several classic mixtapes. We usually... The usual suspects.
Right.
Give me a classic mixtape that we just don't talk about all the time that may need to get a little more clock than it does. And please don't say anything Gucci Mane related. Because I may commit suicide. You talking about
that Gucci the movie? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that shit.
But if we're going to talk about something that slept on. That's a good one.
Well, first of all, you're taking too long to say Kendrick Lamar Section 80. That's a classic mixtape.
Okay, it just came out recently this week that those were one of the that's one of the four projects that are considered platinum as far as an original release. So they don't even look at that as a mixtape now.
But it was, though.
Then. Yeah. Now it's been re-released and it's a platinum-selling record.
That's a smart play.
Exactly. Yeah, I ain't taking nothing away from it. So I was taking that out just considering that I seen it this week. Off the top of my head, I got to go, and I know we mentioned this before. I would say Squad 4. Like, that's one of my that I feel... There's still people that I run into today that don't even know Wayne had a Squad series. They don't know who Nut is. Like, and they don't know who is it. Peanut and what was the other nigga name? Kid, all of them niggas. So like, I feel like the Squad 4, not the whole series. You ain't got to go through that. But if you go listen to that Squad 4, I feel like that was a very slept on mixtape.
I think Rich Boy Bigger Than a Mayor was slept on.
Ooh, you was a Rich Boy fan though. I thought you was gonna say Credo. I would have said that.
Nah, that Rich Boy Bigger Than a Mayor wasn't banging.
That was alright. He had 3 songs on it.
What?
He had 3 songs on it.
Get the fuck out.
Rich
of
Boy
here.
Was a little bit overrated. Like, you had him higher rated.
I thought he was slept on.
Rich
his
Boy
album was
is
fire.
Your version of 2 Chainz for me.
No, you rap 2 Chainz way more. I've never said
that's
because
he's a better
rapper on this
podcast.
2 Chainz
is a better rapper.
No.
Yeah, you have though.
But that's a dope mixtape, and I guarantee you somebody out there is listening. Like, thank you, and you're welcome. I'm here Rich for you.
Shout out to Alabama people, because those are the only people saying thank you. You know what? That Doe B. That since we speaking of Alabama, the Doe B, the one we had the patch on when he was a little baby, was it God?
I don't remember the name, but I know the project though.
Fuck, what's the name of it? I have to look that up.
Yeah, that was a good project.
I like Doe B though. I was a Doe B fan.
It don't need to be brought in this classic mixtape conversation, but it was
you
a good project
on.
Though.
You said slept on. That's what we were going with, and that's what I was speaking of. That one.
Shit, but y'all know how we do, man. Go to Facebook or comment under the IG post and let us know what's a slept on classic mixtape in your eyes.
Baby Jesus was the name of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, and of course, we're not talking about, look, everybody know the Dipset was a classic mixtape. Everybody know the fucking Dedication 1. Like,
Everybody know Trap or Die.
We know that.
You got that. Give us your slept ons, though.
Give us one that doesn't get enough credit.
What's your man's name that really built this shit that you hate from out in LA?
To you talking about Dom?
Yeah. Yeah. Give us some Dom.
No, there isn't one. There's no classic Dom mixtape.
See, Dom fans would disagree with you.
Now, Nipsey Bullets Ain't Got No Names 3.
I like
Flames.
That. Yeah, that's Crenshaw was hard, too.
Crenshaw was bad.
Crenshaw was hard.
Damn, I forgot about that. That was a Gangsta Grills, too.
That Crenshaw was nasty.
I'm listening to that Crenshaw tomorrow. You hear me?
What's your boy name from Ohio?
Ohio, nigga Bone, motherfucker.
Nah. What's Ray Cash? Goods? Ray Cash? What's his name? Oh, that was an album.
Yeah.
I thought he had a cool little gangster grills or something. He ain't had no gangster grills.
Ray Cash with a gangster grills.
I think Ray Cash had a gangster grills.
No fucking way.
Like somebody, what is it? Stolly? Did he have one? Did somebody from up in there have a gangster grills?
Stop naming Ohio people, dude.
Did Stolly have it? Like someone from Ohio had a gangster grills. Was Stolly. It Cameron? Was it called Getting It in Ohio? There was an Ohio gangster grills.
No.
If there was an Ohio gangster grills, y'all let us know in the rap chat. No. Dude. Facebook, Rap Check, go join that group. We love the conversation. We love interacting with you guys. So y'all check that out.
Shout out to For Real Gangsta Grills. That shit was fire.
That was cool.
All right, man. Song break. Cuz Lightyear.
My nigga. That's the best rap name of the new niggas. Easy.
That's a fact.
Cuz Lightyear?
It might be a top 10 rap name.
I'm doing all Toy Story skits on my first major project. Cuz Lightyear, all major Buzz Lightyear quotes. And
all major lawsuits coming soon, too.
Fuck it. Let Disney get on my, like, if Disney's suing me, I'm doing something right.
Man, he got a new joint. It's called Fuck Outta Here. Check it out, man. It's coming from Cuz Lightyear.
I see you, cuz.
Fuck out of here, nigga. Crash dummies die for a dollar here, nigga. Extortion, the cops is the robbers, nigga. Orphans, we don't know our fathers here, nigga. You can't just pull up outside of here, nigga, unless you know somebody inside of here, nigga. Pick you aside, it's divided here, nigga. If it was a sale, you could buy it here, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Man, you might not want to invite her, nigga. Bitches designer here, nigga. Put that hoe out like a fire here, nigga. Watches is watching they spine here, nigga. Tangle you up wearing wires, here, nigga. You dealing with majors, no minors, here, nigga. Burn every bridge, no alliances, nigga. The charges get bigger, conspire with niggas. Two-time offenders, no priors, here, nigga. A level of trust is required, here, nigga. We trying to rebuild an empire, here, nigga. Ain't nobody left to admire, here, nigga. They hate when you get to inspire, here, nigga. They don't want to see us united, here, nigga. Ideas can get you indicted, here, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. You don't even know the half of it. Should be doing life what I was trafficking. They thought I was scamming with the Africans. Calculator counting up the averages. I got bitches signing for the packages. Keep some dirty words for the savages. Murky make it legit like an accident. Fuck out of here with that nonsense you talking. I never know with it, I do this shit often. Fuck out of here with the comments you making. Keep talking that way like a nigga won't straighten that. Fuck out of here with that bullshit you stressing my niggas.
Man, that was Cuz Lightyear, top 10 rap name in the game.
Easy. What up, Cuz?
What you think about that joint?
I like it. I like Cuz, though. I found out about him a couple weeks ago. I don't know how. Who was like Killer Mike. Killer Mike, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Killer Mike was on a song with him. And I like it. I like Cuz. I'm a fan of Cuz Lightyear.
I'm not mad at that song at all. If he sounds familiar to some, his name used to be S.L. Jones. I don't know who's all familiar with S.L. Jones, but that is also Cuz Lightyear, same person.
Yeah, he right out of Atlanta down here.
He is?
Tough.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Well, shout out Cuz Lightyear, man. I like that shit. That shit ride. All right. It was brought to my attention. Shout out my homie Twan Sounds that we have not gone over booking prices in a stretch.
Booking info.
And I said, damn, you all right, my nigga. We got to edit this show and do that immediately.
Shout out Twan Sounds, man.
Absolutely. So look, man, if you are new to the show, I get this booking email. I'm not sure why I get this shit, but I get it. With all the latest quote-unquote deals for the month. So, month of May. What's top, who on the top slot on the month of May right now? How much is it going to cost for me to get them?
Let's say that you wanted to book a club and you want Black Beatles perform.
Young Ray Shrimmer?
Yeah.
What is going to run me?
$100,000.
No fucking way.
$100,000. $100,000.
For the record, it says $85,000 to $100,000.
Nah, they need that $100,000.
Nah.
Whole 100, baby. We got Black Beatles number one song. We need that whole 100. That's what's on, your boy name?
That's on old, bro.
Right,
you talking about Slim Jimmy?
Nah.
The other one?
I don't
one?
Know who that is. Yeah, the famous nigga.
This
nigga's famous.
Sway Lee.
Yeah, Sway Lee. Sway Lee getting 85 by himself. Slim Jimmy get the other 15, and God they running damn. It. So they need them whole 100 every show. But are you paying $100,000 for Ray Shmurda?
Never in a million years. Never in 100,000
years. What if they do Black Beatles all night?
Nigga, who the fuck wants that to hear girl? That?
Oh, and Black Beatles and what's the name? It's another one that caught on late off the first album. What the fuck is the name of the song?
You talking about No Flex
stripper?
Zone?
Nah, the one about the stripper.
Oh, with Nikki? Oh, no, that girl.
She a damn, that girl. Like the,
nah, that's
what
Black
the
Beatles.
Fuck is it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I forgot. You're obviously a fan, more of a fan than I am.
Nah, them your boys, you bought both of the CDs. I just can't think of the song off the first album about the stripper bitch. Like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, we'll good luck. We're trying to remember that shit. Who else on here, man? Lil Uzi on here for 70. That's what? Beast mode.
Lil Uzi who?
Lil Uzi Vert. Motherfucker need them 70.
70?
70,000 if you're trying to book Lil Uzi.
Can you tell me what song he's going to do? Because I have no idea.
Money longer.
I'm paying 70,000 for him to do that all night.
Savage, I'm in the heaven.
I'm paying 70,000 for him to do that all night.
Nowadays, yes.
That's impossible.
OT Genesis. Yo boy Boost on here for 35. That's clearly a lie.
How?
I'm going to be real. You just asked me to name Lil Uzi song. Name Boosie song, dude.
Come Get Her. That's the name of the Ray Shmurda song. Come Get Her.
Ray Shmurda?
Ray Shrimmer.
Who was him?
Come Get Her. That's the name. That's the song I was talking
Give
about.
Me the name of Boosie. All
right, so let's
song.
Get to this Boosie, though. You're hating? Are you mad? Let me tell you what I did this weekend, right? To explain Boosie to you and the effect that he has. I was at the barbershop and there was an ox battle. You know what an ox battle is?
No.
Okay. So it was a young nigga, and he came in. He told my barber. He said, "Bro, what are you listening to? That shit is trash, flat out." 19 years old, and nigga was listening to some Detroit local nigga. My barber from Detroit.
Okay.
So my barber in response says, "I guarantee you, my playlist is better than yours."
Okay.
So the kid was like, "No," threw five on the ground, five songs for five songs. Whoever played the best five songs post 2000 since he was a 19-year-old.
Okay, that's fair.
Whoever played the best five songs win the money.
Okay.
That's fire, too. That's a fire idea.
That's anyway. Okay.
With that being said, to go to my point about Boosie, what swung the battle for him was he was 19 and played some Boosie that was fire and came through with the sneak, got the opinion of the judges. There were three judges, myself included, of course.
Bias.
And when he played that Boosie, and he was 19, and he from Detroit. The kid was from Detroit, too.
It
let you know how far-fetching Boosie reaches. And one more story from the weekend. I was with my boy Scoops.
Okay.
His son, Jalen. He got through with his baseball game. We went to go grab us some hibachi after that. The whole way to the hibachi spot, guess what we were playing?
I-N-D-E-B-E-N-T.
Old Boosie. Guess who was word for word with the old Boosie? Young Jalen.
I-N-D-E-B-E-N-T.
Five Boosie songs off old mixtapes that we listened to when we were coming up. He was word for word with them. Shout out my guy, Young Jalen. Yes. So that's why Boosie is getting 35,000.
He's still on his own.
Every crowd messes with Boosie. Every crowd. Every crowd, except for you.
Black Youngster getting 22.
You and Bow Wow.
Black Youngster getting 22.
I'm not giving Black Youngster $22,000 to do anything, except go away. I give him $22,000 to go away. Like, I don't understand. I can you explain the fascination about dude to me? Because I have no idea.
I mean, he's entertaining to some people.
How?
He do silly shit.
Plenty of people do silly. I do not get it though.
And plenty of people who will do silly shit are entertaining to certain motherfuckers.
Not him. He raps though. Like, he don't just do silly stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he rap.
Trick Daddy for 10. You're not doing a throwback. Skyface is 11.
I get Skyface 11, though.
What?
I ain't giving Trick Daddy 10. What Trick Daddy gonna do?
Dude, I can say that for half of the people on this list.
Yeah, you can, but I'm asking you specifically about Trick Daddy right now.
Do like a little
like you just gonna
mix.
Skip over, like, wait. Are you just gonna skip over Playboi Carti?
I just didn't want to do this whole list.
I do. I want to talk about why is Playboi Carti getting 27.5?
He eating out here, young boy. I bet your 19-year-old partner know about Playboi Carti.
Plies getting 25 a show.
That's just not true.
Famous. Who is Money Man?
Hold on. Plies getting how much?
$25,000 per show.
You nor me nor the person in this email who sent me this shit believes that.
Tough.
Plies this might be fake now that I look at it.
Plies bring the people up.
Man, get the... Bro, ain't nobody going to a Plies show in 2017. Shout out to Plies,
tough.
Though.
Gucci girlfriend getting 10 racks.
You don't even know her name. You just called a Gucci girlfriend.
I didn't know if people knew if I said Keisha Kiwa, if they knew who I would be talking about.
The number one R&B nigga is Tyrese getting 75.
75 what?
Stacks.
Dollars?
That's so, all so, Fast and the Furious.
So he was beefing with the other niggas talking about he get more money per show and he gets 7,500?
75,000.
What? God damn.
You just tried to play Woo-hoo. The shit out of Tyrese.
Yeah, I did. I ain't gonna lie. Okay, I ain't scrolled down far enough.
God damn, dude.
What?
Yep.
God. $75,000 for Tyrese?
That makes sense.
No, it does not.
You're in a billion-dollar movie, dog.
I don't give a fuck. Shit, I don't want to. I'm not giving Tyrese $75,000 to do anything. Dog. Not act in a movie, not tweet, not interview. Like, I ain't got. What? That's amazing.
That's Hayden.
Joe get $40,000 a show.
Joe who?
Joe Dirt. Nigga.
Joe Budden?
Yo boy. No. Joe.
Joe Namath?
All the things your man can do, I'll do them for you.
No. No,
$40,000 a show for that.
That was at one, and you just killed the shit.
I murdered it, yeah. I killed it. August Alsina gets $60,000 a show. That's amazing.
I don't, but he don't fell off. I ain't biting that.
Wait. Stop the press. The most ridiculous thing. Actually, two ridiculous things and ironic. I seen Bobby Valentino today at the light, drop top Bentley.
You can see him over the steering wheel?
Tough.
That's how I knew
it was him. I'm like, man, little bit ass nigga. Who is this in the Bentley? And I looked, it was Bobby Valentino.
He was in a Bentley?
Tough.
I can respect that. He's in a drop top Bentley.
Easy.
How much you want?
$7,500.
Damn.
I was wondering how he paid for the drop top Bentley.
10 of these shows?
Yeah. $5,500, excuse me.
Oh, $5,500.
Yeah, okay, but I was going to get to, wait, Melfi, you only get 10. I was going to get to your boy Jacquees.
Who was that?
Yeah, exactly. Ain't that the Cash Money dude that was on Moguls with Birdman?
It is. Little R&B dude look like Lil Wayne.
First of all, I didn't know he sung.
Absolutely.
I always thought that he was a rapper.
Nah, he sang.
He getting $20,000 a show?
How much of that Birdman getting?
$19,500. It's not even a question.
Jacquees ain't got enough to get no big baller brand shoes.
Tonight, I for show, yeah, 2-3 shows and get some big baller
Jesus.
Brand shoes. Yeah. That's probably his payment.
That's fucked up, man. Y'all let us know if y'all want to book any of these people, man. Just give me the 100 racks, and then I'll make sure that these people get booked for your little shows.
Safari get $5,500.
Bruh, it literally, that nigga calendar is wide open. Safari ain't got no shows on his Outlook. None.
Like, who are some of these people? Why is the ugly guy getting paid to show up? Who is that?
Ugly guy shaking it right now.
Who is that?
Mumble rap. Another young mumble rap shouting.
All right, well, last one before we get out of here. Would you give Lil Duval $16,000?
I don't know what a Lil Duval crowd look like.
Bill Bellamy gets $17,000. I give Bill Bellamy $17,000.
Bill Bellamy not funny no more, though. He not funny. He might bring him out in the right city, though.
Ricky Smiley is very funny, but I can't give him $40,000.
He going to do 3 shows?
He got to. It got to be for all weekend. You right.
It got to be.
That's Monday, Friday. I mean, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday show.
And that's everybody got but 2 drinks. It's a 2 drink minimum.
It's an uptown special.
Strong. I think about it if that's the case. Man, speaking of the plans, man, what you got on deck for the weekend before we get out of here?
So I'm going to put J-Hole on the spot. He said that he was coming down here, fans, and he said that we were going to put together the mashup episode, fashion, sports, and rap. All of them fresh for dummies, FSP on Deck TV. If J-Hove comes down here, we're going to do it. If he doesn't, y'all blame him, fans. So hopefully this weekend we can put that together.
Yeah, that'll never happen. But shout out to him. Happy 45th. But that would be dope if it did occur.
Yeah, if it happened, we'll share that with you guys. We want that. Support the real. And y'all tweet J-Hove and make that happen. First of all, before we end, Keep Sweat get $55,000 a show.
I can respect that.
Right now, today.
I can respect that.
That's
though.
Amazing.
I'm not mad at that.
Kids, don't rap, going to R&B singing.
Now, what we are going to have on deck, again, you heard at the beginning, make sure you go and comment on iTunes or comment on YouTube, man, for a chance to get this Biggie Ready to Die vinyl wrapped up, shrink wrapped, signed, sealed, and delivered straight to you. We're going to pick one comment to send it to. Mm-mm. And also keep an eye out very closely. The new website is really, really, really soon. It's approaching. Brand new name, brand new.
You're going to put a date on it?
Work. I ain't going to put a date on it yet, but it's this month. I'll say this month.
Okay.
In May.
All right.
And the shirts will be available on the site as well. We got new video content coming soon.
Oh, season 2 of the video series?
Absolutely, man. We rain these videos. There's been a lot of music videos out.
Season 2.
That we have to comment on. You know it ain't right if we don't get in front and let people know what they're doing, if they bullshitting or not on these music videos. Because some shit out here is looking ridiculous.
Yes, sir. Also, y'all go to the Rap Chat, comment, join the debate, join the conversation. We love to talk to y'all, love to hear from y'all. We never know when you want to join in, give us your conversation, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Absolutely, man. Hey, until the next time, we are out.
Yep.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.